Add the one take Moxie. Ready? Bleh!
Skater Die. Yeah.
Hi, welcome to Skater Die,
the podcast where we talk about anything and everything.
I'm Sylvie.
And I'm Anna. And with us is...
I'm Kira.
Hi, yay! Kira!
Hi, guys. This is really nice.
It is so nice to have you here in the studio.
Yeah.
Wow.
The our professional.
Our studio we have built from the ground up.
This is so fun. I'm kicking my feet right now for those at home who can't see this. But I am.
I started kicking my feet too.
Yeah. I'm just like, wow.
I'm sitting on a camping chair, so I can't really do that, but I'm trying my best.
So we brought Kira here to continue our discussion about video games because we also love talking about video games so much that we wanted to do a part two.
Yay.
If you listened to the whole episode, you would know that this was coming, but you would be surprised that Kira is the guest.
Woo!
Probably. Unless you knew.
Unless you were Kira.
I knew it, guys.
Yay! Yay.
Now what?
That was great.
That was great. Okay, yeah. Bye, guys.
Thanks for tuning in.
Yeah,
we had a great
time.
We
appreciate it.
Thanks for having
me. Thanks, Kira, for liking video games.
Yeah.
So now that we've brought Kira here, that's the end of the episode.
Yeah. We did it, guys.
We made a podcast.
Yeah.
Kira, is there any part... You listened to the video games episode, I assume. Mm-hmm. Was there anything that you wanted to say to us or anything that you were like, oh, I also played that video game and I also really enjoyed it?
Oh, my God. Okay, I'm having my memories so bad, but I did listen to it and I was laughing out loud the entire time.
Oh, so yeah. Sweet.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I'll talk about any video game, to be honest. I don't have a lot to say on your favorite video game of all time. The one Okunomari, I can't pronounce it.
Oh, Katamari Damacy. They just had their 20th anniversary yesterday, the same day that the Stardew Valley 1.6 update came out.
Oh my God.
It's kind of a big day.
Huge day. Actually, there's a website that I really like that sells merch for a lot of video games, but a lot of indie video games, and they carry both official Katamari merch and official Stardew merch.
Oh, what?
And they had 20% off because it was 20% off.
Do you get anything?
For 20th anniversary. No, I didn't, because I actually already have a lot of stuff from them, including Stardew Valley vinyls.
Yeah, that's sick. I don't have any video game vinyl.
Video game vinyls? Would you be interested in having some?
Probably.
Your chair! You got a Stardew Valley vinyl!
Oh my God. Yeah, I mean, like, growing up, like, I was, like, massively obsessed with a lot of video game soundtracks. Like, it's, like, all I would listen to. I listened to a lot of the Halo OST soundtrack.
Hell yeah.
It's so beautiful. It's so beautiful, and every Elder Scrolls has a beautiful soundtrack. And Legend of Zelda.
Oh,
great,
yeah.
Soundtracks.
Dude, the Clock Tower theme. I've never actually, this is a video game I would love to play, either Majora's Mask and or slash
yeah.
Ocarina of Time, because I never played them
myself. Played that. Yeah.
But the Clock Tower theme, just the da da.
It bumps. It really bumps. I feel like I need to play more Legend of Zelda games because I played the ones for like the Switch, you know? And my favorite Zelda game is kind of like a crazy choice.
What is it?
Twilight Princess.
Ooh!
But it's my favorite one. I think it's just like my favorite art direction in a Zelda game. Which is a hot take, maybe. I don't know.
What is people that? Get mad what about was it. That for? Why
for
do people
Wii.
Get mad about it?
Because it's like not very Zelda-y in a lot of ways. Like the
people
art direction is completely, it's like very different than most Zelda games and how it looks.
Yeah.
But I really liked it. And the story's like pretty different than the other Zelda games and it takes a lot more risks.
Mm.
But I think it has a great companion, Midna. And you can be a wolf. It's just really cool.
That's
hell yeah.
Awesome.
I'm looking at the art right now.
Yeah, I thought it was really sick. I really like what they did, but people didn't like it. They don't think it's like a true Zelda game.
Boo.
But it was great.
I'm going to say something even more controversial, which is my favorite Zelda game is Legend of Zelda Spirit Tracks on the Nintendo DS, because I just had a great time with it, you guys. I just like to have fun.
That's like so valid.
But it's too Link and the dun 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 dun. Because they're on trains.
That's fun.
Spirit Tracks.
Is that...
That track?
They're on a train the whole time?
A good chunk of the game, they're on
but
train.
But not the whole time.
75% of the time, they're on a train.
I actually never really played many Legend of Zelda games. I had, like, one on my DS, but I never, like, got super into it. And then, I mean, I have Breath of the Wild now. Mm-hmm. We talked about it.
Great game.
Love that one. And that made me want to do more. But yeah, the music is just, like, I feel
it's
like
so
it's
good.
Really iconic.
Like, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hyrule Field, just running across that. Anipona, great, great horse.
Love that guy. What are your like top five video game horses? Go.
Actually, a real answer is that horses are really hard to animate in video games. It's really hard to get right. The first game that I played that did it really, really well, Red Dead Redemption 1.
Oh, actually, wait, I was like, why does this sound familiar? Okay, say more.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like most of it. We're like, a really big part of like Red Dead 1, I have to say Red Dead 1 because it was like Red Dead 2 now, but like Red Dead 1 was like so acclaimed for its horse animation.
Wow.
Because it actually is like so, so good, because if you like pay attention to a lot of games, the horse animation is like kind of fucked up.
Yeah.
It's like a little bit off, you know, but in Red Dead, it's literally amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love horses in video games.
The horse girls grew up and they animated Red Dead Redemption.
They have jobs. They're employed.
They have jobs at Red Dead Redemption.
This is like how you call Horizon Zero Dawn.
Yeah.
The grass
game. The grass game.
Because you think the grass animation is really good.
Yeah. I like the grass.
It looks beautiful. The grass is good.
I like the grass. I go, I walked into Sylvie's apartment the other day. I go, oh, you're playing the grass game. It was not the grass game, actually. It was Assassin's Creed, but they also had nice looking grass.
What Assassin's Creed?
Valhalla.
Do you like that? I'm asking as a question because I haven't played it before.
Oh, you like that?
No, I love it. I'm asking because I love Assassin's Creed.
I enjoy
drinking freak.
This is actually my first Assassin's Creed game. I know.
Oh, man, I love Assassin's Creed. Oh my god, we have so much to talk about. I have so many things to say
now. I always wanted to play it. I don't know why I wasn't playing it.
Okay.
For some reason, I didn't have it. I got it for PS5. I was seeing it was getting really good reviews.
Yeah.
So I got it. I really enjoy it. I think I might enjoy some other things more. I don't really care about Vikings.
Yeah.
For context, there's a lot of Assassin's Creed games. They kind of like take on different like historical time periods is what I gather from it. There's like Vikings. There's like Revolutionary War. There's like Greek mythology era.
It started with like the
ancient Greek.
It started with the Italians.
Any time period, just Italian.
Yeah. You're killing someone. Hey, I'm walking.
I mean, the guy's like, I'm Ezio Auditore.
Yeah,
it's me. they have Da Vinci in there too. I guess it's a Renaissance. That's time period.
Oh, okay, got it. Yeah.
That's how it started. Yeah. It was like started with that. Assassin's like Creed 1 and 2.
That, see, I feel like more intrigued by almost all of those except for the Revolutionary War. That one.
Yeah.
Is that one supposed to be good?
No.
No. Okay. Flopped. Okay.
That was like the first time where people were kind of like done giving chances on Assassin's Creed, I feel like, when that game came out, because they really prolonged all of the different like sagas in the Italians and they like changed
Italiano.
To that. Italiano Assassin's Creed. And then they changed, and there was kind of like there's like too many of them, and they're like, okay, it's something different. And I think they came up with that one, like the American War one, and everyone's like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
Including me.
The reason why that one's on the mind is because Anna just showed me a music video when I told her that day that she walked in and she said, are you playing the grass game? And I said, no, this is Assassin's Creed. She said, oh, that looks like that looks like the main character from the grass game. And I said, yeah, it does, but it's a Viking. And then Anna said, have you seen the Smosh music video?
That's a cursed sentence. Then, that's like a cursed question.
This is some deep lore about me. I was
singing.
A huge Smosh
so
fan.
I've
voted in, to no one, by the way, both of you.
I voted in every food battle. I was there at the scene of the crime. But that is my only experience with Assassin's Creed is the Smosh.
How does it go?
Like music videos.
I know exactly
how
we're talking about.
Can you sing it?
It's like, I think, because in my brain is the Revolutionary War one.
Yeah.
And it's Anthony, and he's like, how many fools can I kill today?
This is so crazy.
He sings
cursed.
Actually worse than me, I think, but.
Yeah, I think worse than you.
Hey.
The production of the video was high, but of the song I was like, this is what they came up with.
And what if I was to tell you that was so iconic? Like, that was just like the moment. That was the moment. This
no,
is the vibe
I believe
at the time.
You. I believe you. Anyways. So I really like Valhalla, but I really want to play some of the other ones.
You should play
like
Assassin's Creed 2 and Brotherhood. I think those are the best ones.
Okay.
They're
I've
like
heard
so
of Brotherhood.
Good.
Yeah,
Brotherhood is so good. I would just spend so much time like going around. It was like it took place in Florence, and I would spend so much time just, like running around Florence.
Yeah,
and then I studied abroad in Florence for one semester, and I knew everything about that city, like everything was familiar to me.
Oh my god!
And I got around so easily because I'm like, I know literally like every street. Because
you're like, let me just jump off this really quick.
Yeah.
There should be like a bale of hay down there.
Yeah. I'm like climbing to the Duomo, and I'm just like, huh, nice.
Yeah.
You're tucking and rolling down the streets.
Yeah. I'm just assassinating like random people on the street, just like going up behind them, slitting their throats. It's a great game.
If
it's
you were
really
in Florence in 20, you may be entitled
to compensation.
Have you seen this woman? Oopsies. But yeah, it's a great game. I think you would like it. It's very classic. It's just like done really well. But another really good Assassin's Creed is Odyssey.
That's people kept talking about Odyssey. I was in the like Assassin's Creed subreddit, just kind of like seeing what they had to say. And they were talking a lot about Brotherhood and Odyssey.
What's that about?
Greek? So incredible. It's Greek mythology. It's based in like obviously Greece. And you're like this like really, really powerful, beautiful character. And the fun part of it is that you can be bisexual and you can have sex with any gender you want, and everyone wants you, and you're just so hot and cool, and it's always like little like things going on, but it's like it's a really good RPG is a thing. It's not a good Assassin's Creed game, but it's a really good RPG game.
Interesting.
Because it doesn't really have any like Assassin's Creed like motifs or like themes.
Do you
or
kill
like
people?
Yeah.
It's got assassin in the name. I should hope you kill people.
Yeah, it's actually really great, and you like encounter like all the classic like Greek gods, you know, and the Greek monsters. It's just like really well done, and the voice acting's great, and the graphics are great. It's super fun. It's really interesting, super engaging. I've played it twice because I love it so much.
Yeah.
That's this reminds me of another Greek game named Hades. Oh. Did we talk about Hades last time?
I don't think so. I don't think we talked about it at all.
So my brother initially recommended Hades to me. He was like, you need to play this game. And then I was like, this is really hard. I died immediately. I hate dungeon crawlers. This game is a dungeon crawler. If you are unfamiliar with that type of game, it's like you have to go through the dungeon. Pretty much you have to do the whole game.
You have to crawl through the dungeon? Is that what you do in the dungeon crawler?
On your hands and knees. And you have to make it all the way through without dying.
Usually there's like a lot of enemies and like stuff like that.
You can't really save halfway through and be like, okay, yay, checkpoint. Like, no, if you fail, then you go all the way back. Hades is like that. I got very frustrated because that was the case. And then I think Kira, Holly, and I had a game night and we played a little bit of Hades, and Kira was like, oh, you should use a bow and arrow. It'll get easier. Don't worry. And that was a boost of confidence that I needed. And now I still have not beat it, but I've definitely been getting further than I had been. And I've been having a great time. But it's called Hades, and you're like the son of Hades, and there's all the Greek gods and stuff, and it's fun. Awesome. You can also, well, Kira might know more about this, but to some degree, romance people as well.
Yeah.
Whoa.
So,
Yeah, Kira, I bet you know about that.
Oh, I do. I feel like this is gonna make me sound like so like horny and perverted the way I play video games. I'm just like, you can have sex with them.
And guess what? In that game, you can have sex with them too.
Yeah, literally all the games I play, I'm like, and you can have sex with them.
Welcome to Watch Mojo.
the top 10 games. For those of us who aren't having sex outside of video games, it's really important to have this. I actually haven't gotten that far inside of it because it takes actually quite a lot of like either play the game
like
for a
really
long
build
time.
Up hearts with people.
Yeah, and allegedly you can have a threesome, which I have not gotten to that point either. But it's actually a really good game. Like, it's just like really smart the way it's designed, and I love the levels. And also, I was like thinking about this earlier, where I guess like typically in a video game, dying is like the end of a game, right? Like, you die and it's over. Like, that is not what you want to do. But in Hades, it's kind of like you're supposed to die at every level, essentially.
Yeah.
Like, you die, you come back stronger, you get more things, you die again, you come back stronger, you die again. It's like, I thought that was really interesting. I just like had that thought.
That's a cool mechanic.
Where, like, dying is like not the end game, but it's actually like a very critical part of the plot and game mechanics.
And very helpful also. Like, dying can feel like failure, but for me, dying has helped me because the game gets easier when you die more.
Yeah, like, they want you to die a lot, unless you're, like, there's like crazy speedrunners where you beat it without like any like
I'm
like
sure
anything.
There's people out there.
I saw one and it was like crazy. I'm like, I can't do that.
Jeez.
I was watching this YouTube video about games.
What?
Yeah, Sylvie.
And they were talking about like game replayability. It was that guy again.
Oh yeah.
Rasputin.
Oh, I love Rasputin.
Yeah, he like brought up a few games. One where it's like the first time you play it. Guys, I forget what happened.
This will be fun. This will test our knowledge.
Yeah, we can
describe the game and we'll try to guess what game it is.
I don't remember.
I'm so curious now.
It's like I forget the like specifics of what happens. But you finish the game the first time, and then when you replay it the next time, everything is like harder.
Oh, wait, this sounds really familiar.
I don't know if it's The Ghost of Tsushima. I don't think it's that one, but it might be.
Oh, I haven't played that
I think it's like one of the like samurai, like you're a samurai games.
Okay. Right, so it could be Ghost of Tsushima.
It could be a different game. When you play the game for the second time, it's much harder. And it's because you're like mastering the skills that you learned the first time around. Like the first time around, it's just like you just go through. And then the second time around, you have all these, you know, cool skills. And it's really testing you on that. And he was just, yeah, talking about how, like, a lot of games, like, aren't so replayable.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like, oh, like, you already know, like, the puzzle. Like, you already know how to, like, solve everything. But adding, like, stuff like that makes it, like, the reason why you play it is to replay it.
Right. It's kind of like getting, like, two games in one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There are some other cool things, but I forget them, too. So.
I'm curious now.
Yeah. I'll find the video and send it. I'll send it your way.
Yay. I love that guy.
Yippee. I did also want to talk about more unconventional games. Oh, Kira would understand this because Kira loves me. Sylvie would also understand this because Sylvie also loves me. The Deltarune part where Birdly's talking to the Queen and Birdly's like, but you said you were a gamer, and the Queen goes, Birdly, I only play mobile games.
Yes, yes, yes.
I've had a long-term relationship with Pokemon Go. I've been playing that game since 2016. I didn't think about it when we talked about video games last time, but that is genuinely probably the video game I've played the longest.
The first thing you said when we stopped recording was, I didn't even talk about Pokemon Go.
I was like, I played it on the way over here. Recently, I was at a party, though, and I was like scrolling through my phone to try to show people something. And someone goes, you still have Pokemon Go on your phone? And I'm like, you don't even fucking know the half of it. I just bought tickets for in-person Go Fest in New York this year.
You literally don't even know the half of it.
You don't know the half of it. Yeah, Pokemon Go is great. And I feel like video game communities, but especially like little AR games like that, there's communities if you know where to look. Like, once you know and are looking for people playing Pokemon Go, you see them like everywhere, especially during like days like Community Day in New York. Like, you see people like looking a little too frequently at their phone and like doing weird, like the swirly thing with their thumb, and you're like, you're playing Pokemon Go.
Wow. Have you seen the game change at all over the past like how many years? Like 8 years?
Yeah, I did write a college paper also on Pokemon Go because it was for an anthropology class about place and space and like understanding space. And
that's really cool.
Wrote a paper about it because there was a huge group of Pokemon Go players on our college campus.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a Facebook like group and we talked about it. Also, I was thinking about this the other day because we like whistle blew the pandemic to some degree. Like, someone in the chat sent a link and was like, hey, I was trying to find the summer housing form, but instead I found this like emergency request to stay on campus form. Like, I think they're gonna tell us that we're getting kicked off campus today. And for some reason she thought to send it in the Pokemon Go chat.
Like, breaking news
in the Pokemon Go chat. I would get why she would, because we were active every day being like, hey, you want to meet at this spot to do a raid? Like, hey, just spotted a blank at this Pokestop, right? Like,
these are super spreading.
Yeah. Pokemon Go. Anyways, yeah. And then 2 hours later, we got the email being like, you have to leave campus. But I knew 2 hours ahead because I'm a dedicated Pokemon Go player.
Wow.
Damn.
Hell
it
yeah.
It has its perks.
Love Pokemon Go. At this point, I have most of the Pokemon, so I'm in it for the shiny hunting.
Okay,
and I feel
yes,
like that is one thing I very much enjoy about video games. It's like the collection aspect.
Are you someone who 100% all your games that you play?
Some of them. It's some of them. For Animal Crossing, I feel that way.
Whoa.
For Animal Crossing, my museum's completed. Wow. I have every flower. I'm currently working on getting like all the stamps.
Yeah.
Like the little, like catch 5,000 fish and you just get a little stamp. The stamp does nothing in the game. I just have a little stamp.
Get cloud.
So I do like collecting things. Most of the time, I just like to have a good time. And sometimes having a good time means getting shinies.
Kira,
so
do you 100%?
No.
Stuff?
Okay.
I don't.
Okay. Do you guys complete? Okay, there's two questions. Do you 100% things? Do you complete games? Do you finish games?
I'm
really bad at finishing games.
That's also
me. That's me.
I never finished Breath of the Wild.
Yeah.
Because I was having too much fun in the main quest. I was like, I should do some side quests and like cool it for a bit. And then by cooling it, I like stopped playing. I cooled it too. I too cooled.
I see.
Yeah. As I discussed last time, the only game I ever 100% was Little Big Planet.
Yeah.
But
which is like really impressive to me.
I don't know what it is about but I guess it's pretty simple. It's like just like levels.
Yeah.
You know, complete all the levels and then get all the stuff from all the levels.
Yeah.
But some, like, I don't know, like completing like an open world game feels like really daunting because it's like, well, what about the whole world?
Yeah. Well, it also depends on your definition of completion. Yeah. I was watching, are you all familiar with YouTuber Small Ant?
Yeah.
Who through does? You. Through me? Okay. Yes. he was, I would like pulled up a you know, like, have you seen that tweet that's like a person being carried out on a stretcher and it's like, what's wrong with him? And it was like, he tried to eat food without watching a YouTube video.
Literally me.
That's me too.
Literally me.
So I pulled up some fine YouTubing to go along with my meal, and it was Small Ant. He was doing a 100% speed run of Breath of the Wild, but that entailed all armors, all shrines, all side quests, all saddles, and that level
All the Korok seeds?
All the Korok seeds.
I think I watched that one.
Wow.
Yeah. And he did it in less than 20 hours, but, like, Jesus. So that level
that's like DSM-5 level.
I guess I bring that up because it depends on what your definition of completion is. Like, I don't have any interest in getting all the saddles. Like, you know,
finish the main quest or, like,
get to
I feel like the games have, like, things that they consider endings, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. I definitely finish my games most of the time unless I get bored or distracted. There's a lot of games I picked up and never finished.
Yeah.
Most of my games that I like, I finish.
Yeah.
Totally.
But I'm not, like, a 100%er.
I think I get really distracted, and so I'll put something down and then, like, not pick it back up.
Yeah.
I just, like, don't like when gaming feels like work in a way where I'm just like, oh, I have to do all these things to, like, get this achievement. I'm just like, you know what? I'm just gonna, like, have some fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Totally. That's what it's all about.
You know? Yeah.
Sure. What do you play on?
I am mostly a PC gamer at my heart. I grew up on the PC, but also grew up with Nintendo stuff like the GameCube, the Game Boy Color, the DS, the Wii. And I never really got, like, into other consoles until maybe, like, my high school years, but I wasn't a big fan of them. I still preferred PC stuff, and I still prefer PC today. And now I just only play on PC and the Steam Deck that I have.
Slay! Kira got the Steam Deck.
What is a Steam Deck?
So it's basically like a Nintendo Switch, but for Steam games.
Oh, fun! Yeah.
And for those who don't know, Steam is kind of like the marketplace for computer games that you'll play on your computer, as Kira's saying, like PC games. Or, you know, some of them are available on Mac, but not all of them.
Yeah.
So then you could just play on a handheld device, which is with like a controller, which is my like hesitation for. I feel like a lot of PC games, I'm like, well, what about my controller?
Yeah.
I don't like keyboard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I definitely think a controller is easier to play with for most games, but there are some games that I'm like, I need to have like my little mouse and keyboard, like Overwatch. Anything that's like a shooter, I'm like, I need to have this so I can get headshots.
I actually feel the opposite, where I like feel so uncalibrated like on the computer, and I'm like, I need my thumbs.
Yeah.
I've never played Overwatch.
Overwatch is it's not good anymore. You guys, Blizzard is tanking. Blizzard is doing terribly.
You
nothing
heard
is
it
good.
Here first. Take your stocks out of Blizzard.
They've been tanking for like nothing Blizzard has done in the past like 5 years has been good. They have killed almost every single thing that they've done. And a massive Blizzard fan when I was a kid. Like I grew up on Blizzard and the Elder Scrolls. Like, those were the games that I played when I was like really little, like too young to be playing video games. But yeah, they used to be so good. Now everything they do is total shit. Like they like ruined Overwatch with Overwatch 2.
Oh no.
And it's just like, I don't know, they just like, keep introducing things that no one really wants and kind of slowing it all down, and the content's not good, and all the stuff going on internally with their employees is also really bad.
Damn.
Anyway, sucks. Overwatch used to be awesome.
Yeah.
It was really fun. Because we don't really have like a game like that, like a like, first person shooter multiplayer thing, you know?
Yeah.
Like, and Overwatch is like really good at filling the hole because like I don't know. I used to play a lot of Team Fortress 2. I don't know if you guys are familiar with that game.
One that hackers kind of like took over?
There definitely were some hackers at some point.
Okay.
I feel like, is that the one, and this is going to sound super, super vague, but hopefully you will know this. The guy with like the red shirt, like the, seen like memes of like maybe the guys from
Scout?
Team Fortress 2. Probably. Yeah.
It's probably Scout.
Wait.
Yeah.
I think it was my I have one brother, so I'm not sure who else I'd be thinking of, but somebody in my family was Scout from Team Fortress 2 for Halloween.
That's
or
awesome.
Like a party or
That's
something.
Sick, yeah. Like so, a little like baseball hat,
yes.
And like a maybe a baseball bat too.
Yeah, I was about to say like something.
Bonk.
Family, correct me if I'm wrong. Thank you.
I was listening to a podcast and the guy was talking about some game that like became so overrun with bots.
Mm-hmm.
Like it was so much fun, but then it became like totally impossible to play.
Yeah.
Because it was just like all bots. And I don't know if it was that or a different
game. Played a lot of TF2 in high school, where it's actually the game that I have the most hours on in Steam. And there were a lot of bots at one point, and then I kind of lost interest when they introduced something called player versus robot or something like that. Like it was like a PvE versus like PvP situation, and it wasn't that great, so I kind of stopped playing. But there were a lot of bots, and it was really obvious because you could tell because you get headshotted right away.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. It was like every time you open the game, you just get a headshot away. And now, yeah, it's just, I think that he like contacted them to be like,
what the hell?
Yeah. Like, why aren't you guys like doing anything?
Right. And there's also like more subtle ways of like doing that, which is like really popular, like aimbotting, where like you're not a bot, but you have like an aimbot within your system where like you have like help shooting and headshotting people, which is like also really annoying because it's like harder to catch than like a straight up bot.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. You know what that reminds me of? When people get bots to like do their Ticketmaster tickets.
Yeah.
That's what I imagine that's akin to.
I've been like, how do I do that?
Get me the aimbot for Ticketmaster.
If people are making Ticketmaster bots, like, why can't I use that?
Yeah, like, make why yourself. Can't I use that
to actually get tickets for me?
Use it for good. For Sylvie.
For me. Yeah.
And everybody's thinking that. And everybody's that's
every problem. Yeah, everybody's actually just like one person being like, I really wanted to go see Lady Gaga.
Yeah. It just can't be that hard, right?
Yeah.
If they're all doing it.
Yeah. I mean, I remember in my World of Warcraft days, botting was also very common because people would just, like, set up different accounts and you have your bot follow you. And it was like a whole thing, but it actually was really, really easy. Like, make your own like fake bot, basically.
Yeah.
And I had like this one guy I knew. He had like three guys that he like would like play with, and it was like a whole thing. And I'm like, oh my god, you have like your own like little posse of like three different players following you. It's like all yourself, which is kind of cool.
That is kind of cool. That's kind of sick.
It's kind of sick, but I'm like, you have to pay for three different subscriptions, which is where it's
so
not sick.
I've never played World of Warcraft.
Neither have I.
What's the deal?
I feel like from what I've heard about the community and the players, like I've heard of this instance where there's like one NPC that you have to talk to like give you a quest, and it was like a new quest. And you might think that this would be like madness, like uncontrolled chaos, but World of Warcraft players like lined up so everybody could like had a chance to get the quest and like talk to the NPC. So what I hear about the people that like played the game, like there really was a community there.
Yeah. I mean, the player base of World of Warcraft really kind of spans many different types of people, for better and for worse. Like, I feel like that what you're describing would happen in an RP server, which is called a roleplay server. And there's like, back when I was playing, there was, I think there are like six different roleplay servers in North America, and there's one that's really, really infamous called Moonguard. And basically people would do stuff like that, where like they don't play the game to like go on raids and defeat the bosses and level up. They play to like roleplay a character, and they have like these names for themselves, and there's like mods that you can get that give you like whole backstories that some people like read your backstory.
Yeah.
And you would like line up at the inn, you would like line up to like talk to people, and like you like walk around, and like you just like live a little like RP life in like these servers. It's really funny. But they're like the best people on WoW because they're really like tried and true to the lore of the game itself. Yeah. Like, they take it very, very seriously, and all very kind and very open. But like Moonguard itself had this like reputation for, I'm gonna sound so horny and perverted again, but for being very, for being very raunchy. And
oh yeah, I'd imagine where role playing exists, you're an online space.
It kind of like became like a meme at some point, because if you go to this one town called Goldshire, I think that's the name. It's been so long since I played it, but you go to the inn there, it would always be like filled of like little gnomes who want to have sex with you. I was just,
Are the gnomes people?
Yeah, there are other players that make little characters.
Like NPCs.
Yeah, like they're like role playing a horny little gnome. And they're like shirtless, and they're like,
why gnomes?
Because they're like funny, you know? Okay. Yeah.
I was just like, does correlation equal causation here? Like, do all horny people play gnomes?
Yeah, it was just like a funny little thing. There's a lot of really amazing things have happened in World of Warcraft that I'm really proud to have seen.
Like?
One thing that I'm thinking about is like something that was like so iconic. Something called the Hogger Raid. And Hogger is this like elite enemy. He's not that high of level. He's like maybe like level 12. But basically there's something called the Hogger Raid, where like a bunch of like people would like spawn like level 1. So they would create like brand new characters, all level 1, and there'd be like 40 of them. And they take off all of their clothes and their weapons, and they run across the training zone all the way to go find Hogger. And they always like try to kill Hogger, but it's like a level 1 versus like this like elite like level 14 or whatever. And so it's like getting slaughtered and slaughtered, and you see all these bodies of people like running up to Hogger trying to kill him. It's so funny. Yeah.
They would just do that for fun?
Yeah. Yeah. It's just like a really like, I don't know, people in WoW get like really silly with it.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. And if there's one thing we endorse at this podcast, it's getting silly with it.
Yeah. It's just like WoW is like really a place. I played it from like the ages of maybe like 8 until I was in college.
Wow.
I played it for a really long time. But it really felt like like a place where people just like hang out, you know, like it kind of felt more like a chat than a game at most parts. Like
what is the chat situation like is it like you're walking around and you can see like what everyone is saying? Do you like mostly DM people? Is it like if you go into it and you only see like what the inn is talking about?
I have a lot to say about the chat in World of Warcraft. But for most part, it's like a localized chat. So you can only see people who are around you. And you just type inside your little chat box and it shows up on the bottom left screen. You can see who's talking around you, but you also see it pop up. If you're like in view of the other person, there's a little text bubble above them.
Okay.
But then there's also different channels. There's like a bigger channel that you can be a part of. Like when you're like in a major city, you get tuned into like the global channels of like everyone in that city or like the trade channels and stuff like that. And then you also have DMs. So you can like DM people on your friends list. And you also have a guild chat for your guild. But most of the time it's pretty localized, which I really like. And I was thinking about that too earlier, about how much I like localized chat. Because I think that's how you make the most friends is when things are localized.
Totally, totally.
Yeah. So what is like the goal in World of Warcraft?
That's a good question. I mean, I think probably the most straightforward goal is just like to level up to like max level. And that changes with like most expansion packs. And once you're max level, there's a whole new meta of the game that unlocks for you where you basically want to like get the gear that you want and maximize your DPS. I think it's kind of like the meta for most people, and to do that, like, so basically you like level up until like level like the cap level, say like 80 as it was in one expansion pack. So like you like kind of like are completing quests and you're like doing dungeon runs with your friends to get up to this level and get experience. But once you like hit like cap level, you're like, okay, what do I do now? But like that's actually where most of the game is played, is like when you're at the max level. So you do like all the raids, then you play them on like different difficulties with your friends and your guild and stuff like that, and you get different armor. And that, like, raises your armor score, and that raises your DPS, and people are just, like, crazy about it. And they, like, really are, like, my brother still raids, and he's, like, I just, like, really need these gauntlets. You know, he's, like, I raid twice a week, so I really need these gauntlets. And I'm, like, whoa. Like, that wasn't really me. But I'm, like, I was kind of, like, I want to collect these little animals, and I want to collect these little, like, things I can ride, and I want to collect all these, like, I was, like, more just, I want to tame these beasts, and I want to collect these different mounts.
Do you have,
I
like, a house?
You don't have a house.
You just carry all yours.
You just carry all your stuff. You have a bank.
Got it. Oh,
cool. And it's a guild bank.
Hell yeah.
What is a guild? Is that like your group that you
It's basically
like
a group,
with?
It's like kind of like an organization of people who, it's just like a group of people. And the original idea for guilds was like people that you raid with or like you do dungeons with, and they're kind of there to help you along your own journey. Like it's just like people that you can kind of like rely on usually, but guilds are kind of like fallen off with like Discord and stuff like that because people kind of like hop into things.
Oh yeah, that makes sense.
So it's kind of like things are moving away from the platform of WoW onto the platform of like Discord, and you know, you find raids on Reddit too, you know, but before it's like you find a guild and you kind of like live and die by them. Like you do all your stuff with your guild. Which was really nice.
That's cute.
It was really cute. Yeah.
And so
your little buddy.
You were mentioning earlier that you made a lot of friends.
I made a lot of friends.
Oh wow. And so did you like start playing WoW because how did you first meet your guild?
My thing was I never actually found a really good guild. The guild I was a part of was actually because my brother was a part of a guild with his friends. Mm-hmm. And I just joined it. And I would log on. And everyone's like, oh, it's Alex's little sister. What's up? And I'm like, hi, guys. I'm 8 years old.
Aww.
That's cute.
Yeah. I remember playing it when I was like literally like 8 years old. And I made this priest. And I was like leveling it. And this was back in like WoW Classic, which was one of the first iterations of WoW. And things were really hard.
Yeah.
And I was really bad at the game. I kept dying. And I remember, like, people tried to chat to me because having a priest or a healer was, like, really valuable for your team. And, like, nobody really wanted to, like, roll healers back then. And I rolled one because I didn't know what I was doing. I was literally, like, 8 years old. And I was, like, running around. I was, like, blah, blah, blah. And people kept trying to recruit me for the dungeon runs. And I'd be, like, no, thank you. I'm 8. They'd be, like, I don't know what that means. I'm, like, I'm 8 years old. I don't know what's going on.
You're like, I'm just trying to have fun here. I'm out here having a godly life.
Like my idea was fun was like literally climbing to the highest point I could and then jumping off of it.
Oh yeah.
Hell yeah.
Oh yeah. I still love doing that.
It's so much
I'm
fun.
Obsessed with doing that.
Yeah. I'm like, that's how I played World of Warcraft until I was like maybe 10.
Wow. I'm so curious to see. Like, I want to see what it looks like.
It's really sick. I mean, sorry. I have like so much nostalgia for like the past. They changed a lot of the graphics with I don't know what year it was, like maybe like 2017-ish, 2016, if they like had this really big expansion pack and it changed all the graphics. But I kind of liked the way it looked before.
Yeah.
And when you're young and there wasn't like a lot of video games out, like you like walk into like a new territory, a new zone, and it was like so amazing. The music, like the music is also really good in World of Warcraft. It's like really good, but you like walk in and it feels like so overwhelming because you're like 10 years old on your computer and you're like, oh my god, this is crazy, like look all these things. It looks really cool. I think it looks really good. Honestly
I'm sure some of that is nostalgia, but I'm also sure some of that is just like Maybe it did look better. Yeah. Sorry. It did look better. Yeah. Maybe it just was better.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like I was like Nemo's the other day. I keep saying that phrase. But I'm kind of like, I love when a game has a very strong art direction. That doesn't necessarily mean that it's like 3D or whatever, because I feel like every game runs on the same like engine and the graphics look the same and it's kind of like getting boring. But a game like Hades, for example, it's not like graphically intense. You know, it's very simple, but the art direction is so present and strong. And like that I really appreciate. And I'm like, I wish more games like that, because these days it's like they just kind of like create the little models and kind of plug them into like the engine and it looks the same. But I'm like, I want something like beautiful and stunning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Striking, even.
That's how I feel. I really like Spiritfarer on Switch. It's just very pretty.
It is
like,
really pretty.
Like
the colors
and like also like the textures of the colors. Mm. Like it like looks like almost like watercolor. It's just very nice, very cool.
Yeah, because I feel like back in my day when I was younger,
when I was eight years old
playing World of Warcraft, it was like you had a lot less to work with as like a game designer.
Yeah,
and you had to get more creative with how you kind of like tell your story visually. But these days, you have so many. You can make anything these days, you know.
Yeah,
which is like good and bad. Like, you can create this like huge, vast world, which is awesome. Like before, like you're working with such a tight frame, you know, like you can't really do much, but you get like really creative like what you put in and how it looks, because like you're not gonna have like these like huge like 80 FPS 3D games, you know, that we have now, but you have like very simple but very beautiful games. And I'm like, totally. I kind of miss that. I don't know.
I think also like I've also watched a lot of like YouTube videos about like open world. I think a lot of like Rasputin
has
like, he's done like a few videos on like open world games, and like it's like, yeah, you can create a huge world, but like there's so much just like dead space that is like meaningless, and it makes the game like just annoying, because like you have to like trek to find like the next like fast travel point, and you like don't super want to because it's boring.
So that's
it's not about the destination, it's about the journey.
Yeah, I really like that video because I really like open world games, and
I've noticed that this is something I've talked about when I think about things like Avatar The Last Airbender.
Ooh.
I think when there's a story or like a concept that you have and want to share, and you can like just make it airtight.
Yeah.
I think those are the best.
Mm-hmm.
There's beauty in simplicity. And here's my segue point to Club Penguin.
Fuck yes.
like what a simple concept.
Yeah.
You are a penguin, and then like, the game goes from there. I also think there's two really, really good video essays. I'm sorry. One is about the EPF and like one specific like mission called Operation Blackout. And the video essay, they had like a tour of the studio, and they had like a blackout for one of their servers, being like, there's gonna be no technology, like no development work done. They're just gonna do bug fixing for like this week. So it's like a technical blackout. And Club Penguin fans, like the kids, watched this video and they were like, is that a party? Is that a party for agents? Like, what is Blackout? And they got so excited about it that they made it an actual party called Operation Blackout, like just because some kids like latched on to this, like, and so they like teased at Operation Blackout, and everyone's like, oh my God, Operation, it's a real thing. And just because they like really loved their user base and they had a great time with it. And that's what I think is so beautiful. And like tipping the iceberg too. Like,
oh my God. Oh my God. The amount of times I've tried.
Y'all got me emotional about Club Penguin.
The hours I've spent. You got yourself emotional
about Club Penguin, to be clear.
It was a great game. It's a great game. And I think a lot of my nostalgia comes back down to the idea of like localized chat and like a third space in a video game, where you basically like talk to people who are around, you don't seek it out elsewhere, because then you kind of like lose a community, and then like it's hard to make friends otherwise. But I feel like I made so many friends in
also,
Club
like,
Penguin.
It's just like the chat is just like
And it's just like so much fun to be like in a room with like random people who you don't know, just being like,
yeah,
I don't know.
Hey.
Well, people love
who wants
to
a girlfriend?
No, for real.
Who wants a boyfriend?
Yeah.
there's like the two sides.
I'm a boy.
Yeah, I'm a dude. Yeah, you want to go to the pizza parlor on a date? I'll treat you right.
God. Yeah, there's two sides to that coin. One side, if you've played Club Penguin, one side to that coin is like people would pretend to be like waiters and stuff.
I was just thinking about that. It's like not only like can you go pretend to go on a date in the pizza parlor, but someone is just going to choose to be a waiter. Yeah. Like reason.
Jasmine, this is going to sound so crazy, but did you ever experience or even do Pookies or whatever they were called. Were,
oh, Puffles?
No.
Wait, the...
Where you would pretend to be a baby.
Yeah. I definitely remember this happening.
I remember I had a girlfriend in Club Penguin. At one point, we're like, we should have kids. So we went to the Puffle store and looked for little Pookies. And,
like, people would pretend to be kids.
Oh,
like, people
I would pretend to be your that. Kids.
So we adopted children.
That's so funny.
Yeah. The people yearn to role play. I was just saying.
Yeah. It's so important. Like, let people role play. We need a space for that.
Yeah.
Well, it's also for kids developmentally.
Yes.
Like, doing, like, forms of play, even, like, pretending to be, like, a waiter.
Yeah.
You know, like, my huge, like, educational degree, but, like, is important to some degree from what I understand.
Yeah.
So true.
Yeah.
Cheers.
When we first got sent home from school after the pandemic, and we were, you know, like, doing classes from home, finishing out the year, I downloaded Club Penguin. I was just playing so much Club Penguin.
I went on a date on Club Penguin, like, during the pandemic.
Love that.
With this girl. Because, like, we're talking on a Hinge, and then we're like, how do we hang out? And so we're like, let's go on Club Penguin. And so we went to the Soccer Mommy show together on Club Penguin.
What
oh my god.
How did that work? Like, actual Soccer Mommy?
Soccer Mommy played a show in Club Penguin.
Jaw dropped.
Please say
dude,
more.
She's
it
like,
was crazy.
Circle the drain.
No, and all
literally.
These penguins are like. Literally. Yes, exactly that. Like, we're like throwing little snowballs around, and it was like
was
so crazy.
Was she just saying the lyrics?
Actually, if she wasn't live, is the thing that I learned. Because
like,
it was like so crazy. Because I remember, like, it was like a huge thing for like me and my friends. We're like, are you going to be at the Soccer Mommy show at Club Penguin? Like,
that's
we'll
so
see you
funny.
There. And it was like literally like in the little dance club. And it was just like her as a penguin with her band. And there was like pre-recorded music that was playing. Like, it wasn't live.
Oh,
so
it's fun
like,
though.
But
they
like linked
got permission
the music up.
To
like
yeah.
It wasn't Soccer Mommy just being like, I'm just going to
yeah, no,
be
like,
like
a full
in the
on,
penguin
like
server.
Soccer Mommy concert.
Yeah. Damn. That's
yeah.
awesome.
And I went on a date there. It was pretty cool.
That's epic.
That's so fun.
Yeah, we didn't go back to Miami, though.
Did you guys?
Ooh.
Damn.
Yeah.
I was going to ask if you adopted kids, but I guess not. We didn't go back to my igloo. We actually went straight to the Puffle store.
We went straight there. We still have two kids together.
Oh, that's beautiful.
That is
that's
so
beautiful.
Funny.
Oh, my
I
God.
They're well.
Pop Tropica?
Pop? Did you ever play Pop Tropica?
I actually didn't. No.
Dude.
I'm really unfamiliar.
Dude. I'm going to get emotional.
Tell me.
I love Pop Tropica.
It was really fun. So it had all of these like different worlds. There wasn't so much of a social aspect. There were some areas that had like
I think
online...
it was more like kid friendly. Like you had pre-approved sentences you could say.
Oh, I hate that shit.
But honestly,
I'm trying to have sex.
I want to say some bad words.
I want to go to somebody's igloo and go to the Puffle store.
And not use some pre-made sentences, if you know,
you know
what
I'm
saying. I'm trying to get really unique.
Real freaky in the DMs.
I'm trying to get around that swear word barrier.
So there were all these worlds, and each of them, there was like a puzzle or like a mystery that you were solving. And it was so much fun. It was so much fun. I was, again, during the pandemic, I went back to, you know, regressing.
As you did.
Yeah. And so I was playing it, and I was like, this is still like really fun. It's still really fun.
Holds up.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just like.
Do you remember which island you liked the most or?
No, I don't.
I remember Astro Knights Island. You remember Astro Knights?
No, I don't.
It was like the setting is like the medieval world, but then there's like futuristic technology for some reason.
That's cool.
And you're like trying to dig into like why there are all these like spaceships and like really advanced technology. I think maybe like a princess is like you're trying to figure out like where somebody has gone and they've gone to space.
Oh,
like,
wow.
They've found this technology and they've gone to space. So it's like
wait,
this weird
sick.
Mix of like medieval.
Yeah. No, it's really cool. They had like really creative concepts.
Was it like a solo mystery game kind of thing?
Yeah. Yeah. And like you would find like the clues and like go to a different place. It was like 2D platform.
It's like a Club Penguin mission.
Yeah. Pretty much exactly.
It was like
that.
A Club Penguin
yeah.
mission. There were like certain points in each island where there would be other players, but for the most part, it was like you on your
wait, that's
mission.
Really cool.
Like you didn't see other people running around doing the same thing.
Wow.
They had like, what was it? They were like clubhouses or something.
Yeah.
They were
it was like
designated
like, oh,
online
if you
spaces.
Go into the like hotel in this island, like there are, you could see who else is
Do you,
at
like,
the hotel.
Like, share hints and clues.
I
think it was the
really.
Pre-made sentences thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Not really, which is kind of what made things hard. And this is where early YouTube came into play. Because
nice.
I do remember like getting frustrated enough to go onto YouTube and be like, Pop Tropica, Big Nate Island. Like, walk through.
Help.
Like, and then skipping to the part I needed and seeing somebody do it. And I was like, change tab.
Thank God.
I forget which island this was, but there was like a soda fountain and you had a cup and you could, like, change the color of your soda. When you drank it, your hair would turn that color. Do you remember this?
I don't remember that, but I can picture it in my mind. Of, yeah, like, it, like, it makes a lot of sense for.
And I would spend hours just a little more purple, a little more blue. It's perfect. Like, go out and solve the mystery.
That's really cool. Yeah.
It was so much fun. It was so fun.
Wow.
Okay, here's a question I have for the group. What is a video game that is maybe so niche or so important to you, or anything that you want to talk about that maybe you want to bring to the attention of the world?
Do you have one?
Well, I thought of one, which is what made me pitch this question.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I was wondering. You go first. I have to think.
Okay. I do not even know the real name for this game because I must have been 3 or 4. Like, this was kind of my first introduction to video games. I think it was an Ubuntu sort of, like, game. And I just so vividly remember the soundtrack. It was like, you're a penguin and they're, like, these little coins. It's like, ba-dum-bum, 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 bum.
This is, like, unlocking something.
I could, like, hold on. I'm going to pop it.
Is that not, like, a Club Penguin minigame?
No, I swear to God. It's way different graphics.
Because there is a Club Penguin surfing minigame that you collect coins.
I love that one. I was really good at it.
That was really
good. Yeah, Tux! Tux Racer. I'm sorry. Tux is a penguin character and the official brand character of Linux Kernel.
Oh, yeah. I know him. I know what he looks like. I'm picturing him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tux Surfer.
Like the Linux Penguin. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, I'm not fucking around, man. I know that guy.
I know him.
Yeah.
We go way back, but actually.
Yeah.
Yes. Extreme Tux Racer. Hold on.
Oh my God.
Did you ever play this?
This looks really, I think so. Because I remember the fish. I remember the fish. Yes.
I don't think I played it.
Oh my God.
Ding, 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 ding. It was a very simple game, but we had computers at a very early age. And I think that might be, like, one of the first video games I ever played was Tux Racer. Extreme Tux Racer.
A game that I love and will play a lot when I'm bored is Luigi's Pizzeria, but not the one where you're making the pizzas. The one you guys know? Wait.
What, like Papa's Pizzeria?
Sorry, not Luigi.
I never played Papa's Pizzeria.
You guys never played it?
No, but I know its importance in the cultural zeitgeist. Yes.
Well, okay. So everyone always is talking about the, like, Papa's Frizzeria, Papa's Pizzeria, Papa's, I don't know, like, Hamburgeria.
Yeah.
And those are, it's like the games where you're just, like, making the food for the customers.
Right.
I am not talking about this game. I'm talking about the Papa's Pizzeria that is, like, it's another, like, platform game where you have to, like, defeat the evil pizzas.
Oh, it's like a platformer. Awesome.
Yes, it's so much fun. It's so much fun. And, like, people are getting kidnapped and you have to go save them by, like, defeating the evil pizzas.
When did it come out?
Like, long ago. I don't know.
So,
like,
you know,
I played it and, like, yeah, absolutely it did. But you have to look up something specific to, like, find it.
Mm.
Because otherwise it's just, like, the Papa's Pizzeria where you're just making the pizza.
Mm-hmm. How about you, Kira?
I'm trying to think of, like, a niche game.
It doesn't have to be niche. I was just thinking, I was, like, really going into the recesses of your mind, like, like, what's a game people may not have heard about or could be interested in playing?
Oh, that's a great question. In general?
Yeah, I guess in general.
Because we also, when you ask that question, I can't talk about this game because I don't remember any of it. But the first game that came to my mind was the putt-putt game. Do you remember that game where you, like, putt-putt the car? And I was just like, is anyone remember this game? Like, I have a vague memory of playing when I was, like, 6 years old, where you're like,
it rings a bell. It rings a bell.
And you, like, take him to the car wash.
I do not.
Putt Putt Go to the Car Wash is maybe the name.
I don't think I played it, but I know what
you're talking about. Epic gamer, you need to be getting Putt Putt Go to the Car Wash.
Okay, the game that I'm talking about is Papa Louie When Pizzas Attack.
Okay.
That sounds awesome.
It's awesome. Yeah.
It's like a Flash game. It's so
Games. Dude, yes. We didn't even talk about fucking Flash games. Girlsgogames.com.
Congregate.com?
I want to fuck with Congregate?
No.
No.
Shit.
I was dressing girls up. I dress up games. I was having a lot of fun doing that.
It's kind of like a grown-up mini clip in a way. I love mini clip.
I play a lot of mini clip.
But Congregate was sick. I had, like,
remember
a lot more
games. Remember when Club Penguin was on mini clip?
Yes. Actually, yeah.
Okay, I'm looking up Congregate.
It's with a K.
I literally got so bored in one meeting one time. I literally was, like, meeting so boring. They got me on girlsgogames.com.
No,
like,
literally.
People are, like, talking about something. It's a meeting I did not need to be in. I'm playing, like, angel devil, like, hairdresser. Or, like, the angel's fixing, then you're the devil. You gotta, like, mess up the haircut behind your back.
Okay, wait. Neopets. yes or no?
I feel like I was too young to really get into it, but I definitely had Neopets and I definitely enjoyed it.
I played so much Neopets. It's kind of crazy because like all my memories as a child is like I was like playing all these video games. Like I played so many video games as a kid. And like I really did not go outside or have any friends. Like what am I thinking of my childhood?
Like, but you had friends in the game.
Yeah, I did.
And if they're friends in the game, they're friends in real life.
It's true. Yeah.
I found Kongregate.com and I found Papa Louie on Kongregate.com.
Yeah, they have like, a lot of games there.
Hearing that. Yeah.
Kongregate's awesome. I'm happy they're still alive.
Another game I really liked on Miniclip is Monkey Kickball.
Yo! Whoa! Wait, pull it up.
Memory unlocked.
Let me see this.
I don't think I played it, but really I gotta familiar. See to double check.
I don't think I was good at it, is the thing.
I was good at it sometimes.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Uh-huh.
I was picturing him totally different, but this is right.
Yeah, that's...
I was picturing, like, a red ball, but I think that's just, like, what I think of when I think of kickball.
Oh, my gosh.
Dude, yeah. Did you guys ever play... Speaking of seeing that Miniclip logo reminded me, did you guys ever play, what was it, like, Escape the Prison? And it's, like, the stick figures?
Uh-uh.
What? Really? No. Like, it was... Ah! I feel like I've just been hit.
Check me out.
Oh, dude, hell yeah. Good work. Great kick.
Thanks. That was pretty good.
You're in the thousands already.
That was pretty good.
I'm almost at 3,000, man.
You might recognize
already. That game rocks. Yeah.
It's
a game in Neopets just like that, where you like have a baseball bat.
Oh, that's so fun.
I remember that one.
Yeah, I was really bad at it.
You know, a lot of horror games I don't play, but I'll watch playthroughs of. Did anybody play Until Dawn here or hear about it?
No.
I've heard of it,
but I haven't played it.
Apparently, there's going to be a movie coming out of it.
Oh, that's why I've been hearing about it. I'm like, I've recently heard a lot about
it. Shut up about the Until Dawn movie. I'll be sad. First row.
Yeah. Is it horror?
The game is horror. It's more of like a story, I think. Like, not a huge amount of jump scares, but the gameplay is pretty basic. It's like... You're running in the forest, like after like an hour long conversation, you're like running in the forest, and then it's like quick triangle, and then you like jump over a log, that kind of game.
Yeah.
I never really liked scary games. I don't think I ever tried playing them because I was like,
I'm
so good on that. Yeah.
Even games that aren't like super scary, if there's like a potential for it to be scary, I kind of back out. There's this game called Soma that actually I never finished because I got too scared, but it's not even a scary game. But I was like kind of spooky.
No,
like,
some of them kind of spook me and then I'll have bad dreams about it. I'm trying to think. There was one game that I was playing like way too much of and like I got really freaked out before bed. And it was not even a horror game. What was it?
Me watching
Sometimes Skyrim,
Minds.
Like if I was like doing too many dungeons before bed.
Oh, too many dungeons before Betty Bye.
The first two Bioshock games, I actually never finished because I was too scared playing them. Even though they're not scary, they're just
a little
dark.
Scary. I never played Bioshock.
No, that was
parents...
the Skyrim thing. I was it's just a little dark.
It's a little bit dark. Yeah.
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 I can't see. So.
No, I'm like, what am I supposed to do?
Fair enough.
Exactly.
Actually, cyclical conversation. I was just playing Stardew Valley and I'm at like level 30 in the mines right now.
Ooh.
And it's the floors where you don't have a glow ring quite yet. And it's like fucking dark.
Shit.
I spent 2 hours, not in real life in the game, 2 hours in the game. I spent 2 hours in
the
game.
Like not a lot of time.
It's not a huge amount of time, but in the mines, I'd cleared every rock on the floor. So the staircases were there somewhere, but I'm fumbling in the dark to try to find staircases.
Man.
So I
just gotta do a torch.
That's a great point. I didn't have any sap on me to craft the torch.
You should have brought it with you.
I should have brought it with me.
Rookie mistake.
Unprepared. But I fumbled around for like 2 hours just trying to find the staircase.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's what I mean. You were like, that's not a lot of time. I was like, it is if you're just looking
just
for
like
a staircase.
I thought you were like, I spent 2 hours in the mines. And I was like, I feel like especially in the mines, that is not a lot
not
of time.
Not a lot of
numbers, baby.
Yeah.
It was amateur hour. I'm fumbling in the dark. Literally
no
just
sap.
Like clicking enter. I'm like trying to like anywhere in the dark. I'm just like,
please.
Please let me in.
Did we talk about Stardew Valley last time? I don't think we did.
I don't think we did at all.
It's a great game. I think we mentioned it maybe a little bit, but we didn't really get into it.
They had a big update that just came out.
Woohoo! And guess what? We're recording this podcast in a timely fashion. And so it's still true that it came out really recently.
It is so true. It is so true. And so I'm back in my Stardew phase a little bit. I have to be less crazy about it, though. Like, I have to be less crazy.
Did you get the new farm?
I did get the new farm. So Stardew Valley is a farming game. an indie game. I think one guy did all of the coding, all of the soundtrack, one and all guy. Of the art.
He's actually amazing.
Sylvie and I went to Festival of Seasons. There was like the orchestra. Oh,
I saw that.
Oh, yeah. And I texted you. Yeah. He came out.
He showed
That's
up.
So cool. Yeah, Concerned 8. He came out. He got a standing ovation from the crowd. It was so funny.
It was a lovely short little concert. It was so cute because the music from that game is really good.
It's amazing.
It is amazing.
Hashtag Dance of the Moonlight Jellies. Look it up, you guys.
You better
look that up.
You better do some dancing moonlight jellies when I get there.
That was my number one song of 2020. So
hell yeah.
I listened to it on repeat during finals. Anyways.
Yeah, you're like a farmer, and actually, you know what? It's so real. You are essentially working for this world's equivalent of Amazon, and you're working in like this dead end job. And then your, I think, grandfather passes away and gives you some land in a quaint little valley called Stardew Valley, and you quit your soul sucking job and go work on a farm. But when you start the game, you can pick the kind of farm you want.
And that's just like the layout of what the farm looks like. And then each of them have their own kind of like perks. Like I chose like the fishing farm.
Yes.
And so I have a lot of like lakes and stuff, but not a lot of space.
Yeah. In the game, you can also have like sheep and cows. And so this new farm type is called Meadowlands, and it starts you with some animals. So I started with two chickens And there's also playing an update when I don't really know everything that's happening. There's this thing that keeps going, and it's like you have an idea that you'll have to sleep on. This little pop-up window that keeps coming up. And I'm like, what the fuck is this?
What is that?
I don't know. I tried to Google it, but I guess it's new because I can't.
Oh, damn. I don't know that either.
It's kind of fun. I'm like, ooh, it's like I'm playing it for the first time all over again.
That's really fun.
It is really fun.
I'm excited for it
and
to come to Switch.
And I got sucked in a little too bad.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I have it on my laptop, but.
When does it come to Switch?
I don't know. I guess like he has to like update.
Oh, yeah. It's PC update first and then console later, which a lot of people are lamenting.
Yeah. I just like the console.
I like Switch too. I'm not sure how very far I'll go in this save file, but I just wanted to have some fun, see what is up in this update. But the real creme de la creme is my farm on the Switch. So once it's on my Switch, then I'll be having a great time because I already have money there versus I'm like in the trenches right now.
Yeah.
I'm like, I got no bag space.
Oh, yeah.
Bag
That's
space
always
is
the
so
worst.
Important in games.
It feels like such like a like, it feels so cringe to have a tiny bag.
Yeah. It's like, and you can see the like grayed out squares of the space that you will have later. And you're like, God fucking damn it.
I'm
like,
a fucking loser.
Need one more thing.
They say size isn't important. Unless it's bag space in a video game. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
We do have some listeners who maybe have not played video games before.
Losers.
Okay.
We have some.
I'll protect you, listeners. Come
What's
stand
it
behind
like to
me.
Have a life?
What's it like to have extracurriculars?
Yeah, can you DM us and say like what it's like to like exist in reality and like be grounded in the real world?
Let us know how grass feels.
Sunlight too. Yeah. I'm also always curious, like people who don't play video games, what do you do in your spare time?
Touch grass. Probably. I don't know.
They probably just lay on the grass, man.
That sounds awesome. Couldn't be me.
No, I
could not
bored.
Be me.
We have grass simulator.
I'm in my spare time. I go on grass simulator and touch grass
There's
on there.
There's a VR game, and you're like, you got the little like PlayStation wand, and you're like,
like, oh, this is awesome. I love the graphics.
Yeah. It looks like real grass.
Talk about a grass game.
talk about a grass game. This looks so realistic. Yeah. Do you want to close out with like what games we're playing right now?
Yeah.
I'm playing Assassin's Creed right now.
Hell yeah.
And Tony Hawk Pro Skater.
Nice!
Yeah,
that
yeah.
That game is great.
That one's awesome.
I played it a lot on the Game Boy.
Oh my god, that's sick. I have it on my PS5.
Oh, cool.
It's crazy.
I like the graphics a lot on Game Boy, and I think it also like really imprinted upon me in terms of like my fashion style.
Mm. Totally see that.
I remember like dressing up my people and like in that game, being like, this is really cool.
Yeah.
And now that I'm like, an adult and I can dress in whatever way I want. I'm like, I'm going to dress in the way that, like, little Kira would have wanted to look like.
Yeah.
You look like you could be a skateboard character.
That's so nice
skater.
Of you guys to
yeah,
say,
yeah.
Thank
I feel
you
like you
so
actually
much.
Look like my skater.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The Kira simulator.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm playing right now.
Hell yeah. Kira, what are you playing right now?
I'm playing Cyberpunk, finally. Ooh. 2 years late to the game.
I think that's probably best, though, right? Considering the rollout.
It's actually playable for the first time in 2 years.
Let's go.
Let's go. It's a good game. I wouldn't say it's great. It's good.
It's good.
Yeah.
It's good.
Anna, Stardew?
Yes. I've been playing Stardew on PC. I've kind of taken a pause on my Switch. I did some Animal Crossing recently. On the subway, I've taken my DS on the subway, and I've been playing a lot of Pokemon Mystery Dungeon Explorers of Time.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Woo!
Well, yeah, listeners, let us know what you're playing right now, or if you don't play video games, again, what it's like to be outside in the fresh air and feel the sun on your skin.
Yeah, or try a video game.
Or try a video game.
Mm.
Stop feeling the grass.
Pop Topic is fun.
Yeah.
It's so much fun. Kira, thank you for being here.
This is great.
You rock.
I love video games.
We like love so many. Video games and Kira.
Yeah!
Yay!
This is so nice. Wow.
Hey, you guys should follow us on Instagram. I'm just saying, we do these gorgeous graphics for every single episode.
Yeah.
And we get no engagement, and it hurts my heart.
Guys, go follow them on Instagram.
You can follow us on Instagram at SK, then the number 8, or die podcast. See what we cooked up for this episode.
Yeah. And that's it. Thank you for listening.
Yay. Catch them on the flip side.
Bye.